This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, December the 20th, 2024. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben's at the helm by himself. Okay, we know. Ben, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Because of the angle of the lights, I can see if your eyes were above it or, you know, if you're working hard at your computer. Okay, I got you. Okay. Good morning. Did you drag up the National Day today?
I did.
What is it?
We have National Go Caroling Day.
Go Caroling, okay.
And then we have National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh, well. You know, I made a mistake last year. I wore the one my mother-in-law gave me and won the ugly sweater contest and told her. And she said, ugly sweater, what's that? So
I don't think that was supposed to be an ugly sweater for
no,
you.
No, probably wasn't. Okay. Ba-bum. I just needed the sound then, so my underdrum was going ba-bum. Okay. Hey, today, partly sunny with a high near 61, increasing clouds, and tomorrow, showers, high near 53. Your dog just untied my shoe. Your dog just untied my shoe. Calm wind becoming south around 6 p.m. in the morning. No, he didn't. He just came over late on it. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers. Sunday, showers mainly after 10 a.m. Showers Monday. Showers Tuesday. Chance of showers Tuesday night. Christmas Day, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy. And then Wednesday and Thursday, showers. And highs will be around in the 50s, mid-50s, lows in the low 40s. And that's what it's going to look like through next Wednesday. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, owned by the Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great family. They're into the third generation of running that company. And they do so much for our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give a call, 530-365-3793. And I am here with Katrina, and she brought Vinny with her, who is just a cutie pie. He's got like a bob tail, what do you think?
Yeah, he has like a little nub tail.
but it's longer than that. It's like 4 or 5 inches. It's like 4 inches long, though. It's not like it's right up against his butt.
Yeah, no.
No, he's got a little tail there.
Yeah, he's such a cutie.
He is.
And he's so much more, too. He's about a year old, so very puppy. He's like yellow and white. We have him as a pit mix, but he's definitely something else.
Yeah, he doesn't look pity to me, first of all. I can see it. I mean, if you point it out, but he's got that yellow color of a lab, and he's got this kind of wavy hair that kind of reminds me of the Chesapeake labs or retrievers or have this kind of a wavy hair on them, and it's not all over him. It's on his, on his back and all that. But he's a real cute dog.
He is,
and he's a love. He is.
Very big love.
Came over and laid on my shoes for a second. I thought he was untying my shoelaces, really.
he could.
He could. Well, Buford does that. You know, I thought that was one of the things you all taught him at Haven Humane.
Yeah, we teach every dog
to untie shoelaces.
Untie the shoes. No, he's so fun. He almost seems like he could have like some type of like hunting dog in him, too. He's very vocal. And he has a very interesting bark. Someone the other day said it kind of reminds him of, like, a beagle's bark, the way it sounds. But when he gets excited, he gets very, very vocal. But he's a really cool dog. He actually was in a foster home for about 2 months. He came in as a stray, and he had, like, a leg injury. He's fine now. But was in a foster home for 2 months, healing up and getting a lot of love. And the cool thing about his foster home is he lived with little kids, he lived with cats and another dog, and he was great with everybody. So he's kind of a unicorn in a sense because we know he's good with pretty much everybody, like every animal, every person, which means he could fit into almost any home, too.
Okay. Dave just came in, and what we'll do is we'll get a little video of him and me, and we can put him on Facebook today. So this morning, and get his true self. Well, kind of a true self. Now, he looks like, you say he's been with a cat, he's lived with cats and dogs and kids.
Yeah.
And no problems.
Nope. He's just very playful, his foster parent said. He wanted to play with everyone. He wanted to play with the cats. And he is just, has a lot of energy. They said he loves toys.
He went over and took one of Buford's. And,
he's a big toy dog.
Big toy dog, and now he's got Buford's, I don't know, red bone he chews on. I don't know what he's doing right now.
He's chewing on it.
He's chewing on it. So, see, he's laying there. He's quiet. He's chewing on the bone. But he has got energy, so he's going to need to have a yard. Or you're going to need to walk him. And, you know, get him into the, collar and leash.
Yeah, definitely.
But he's not so big that he's going to pull you over.
No, he's only about 50 pounds. So he's not a very big dog. But he definitely is going to need a home that's going to give him a lot of exercise and enrichment. But he's very smart, and he does learn things pretty quickly, and he's very into treats and toys, so he's very easy to motivate.
Oh, well.
If you have anything, he's ready.
He's ready. You got a cookie for me? There you go, buddy. I'll do anything. I'll drive your car. I'll drive you to work. So how's it going down there? The Bissell thing ended, but it sounded like you did a pretty good job down there with people coming in.
Yeah, we had a lot of adoptions, which was really fantastic. We wrapped that up on Tuesday, but we still are, we still have plenty of animals for adoption with, like, varying adoption fees, so definitely don't be afraid to come down just because the promotion has ended. Like, Vinny, for example, his adoption fee has actually been fully sponsored, so he doesn't have an adoption fee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what Linda would do if I brought Vinny home to die.
Have words, but probably.
We've already got a full house of people, so, yeah, no, that probably wouldn't work out. So, but then I could watch Buford and Vinny play,
They would.
12 hours a day and sleep 12 hours a day.
That's
or
the dream,
play
isn't it?
6 hours a day and sleep 18, something. So, I tell you what, we are so happy with Buford, and he's just a perfect dog for us. And Vinny is going to be a perfect dog for a family, probably with kids.
Yeah, definitely.
That would
kids.
Play with him, and because I think he'd become a member of the family. He's bright. He's curious. Right now he's got his feet up on the on our table here, and he's looking across at me. See, I'm looking at him, and I'm seeing this yellow color, this white neck and chest and feet. He's really pretty. He's a pretty dog.
He's a very good looking dog.
He really is. And he looks like he could just be a member of somebody's family from the first day he came home.
I think so as well.
Yeah. Well, at the first day they're kind of wandering around, but, he seems like he's open to people.
He is. He's kind of friends with everybody is his personality.
Okay. So if you want Vinny, and this is a good dog. We say that about most of them, but this one is just a real lovable-looking dog. He's the kind of dog that looks like that he belongs. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And is special, too, because knowing what we know about him does, really open up his options. Because most of our dogs, we don't know their history. We don't know how they're going to fit into families with other animals. So it is really nice with Vinny is you can get him with the assurance that he's going to fit in well.
Yeah, he is, because he's already been in the family with kids and cats and dogs, and he's fit in perfectly. So, well, Katrina, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
And we'll see you next Friday, or somebody, after Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll be here if you come in again. So, Vinny, good luck. I hope you get adopted. And that's somebody's great Christmas present that they're going to have is a new fur baby in their home. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's parents rode in yesterday, and so she's entertaining them this morning, or they're entertaining her. The Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California are having their annual dinner and fundraiser here. It's going to be on January the 18th. Tickets $45, but that includes dinner, dessert, poetry, raffles, auction, and much more. All the profits go to Trails and Education in Shasta Trinity and Tehama County. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road, right here in Redding. And for more information, call Larry Schumann, 530-526-0590, or go to the Backcountry Horsemen California Shasta Trinity Unit. It's a great, great event. Super things. The cowboy poetry, people have a good time, a lot of raffle items and stuff like that. that's where we got that trip up in the mountains, that 4-day pack trip up in the mountains with Larry and Sam. Had a wonderful time in the Trinity. Beautiful country. Never saw anybody. Deer wandering through our camp, nice stream coming through. It was just beautiful. And the riding was wonderful. Everything's provided for that. And you can buy, get those tickets for $10 a piece for the big raffle. Be drawn in April. So, United Airlines and Reading have approved fast-tracking an agreement to provide non-stop air service to Denver starting May 22nd. Flight's going to depart Reading at 12:50 p.m. and arrive in Denver at 4:12 p.m. The return flight leaves Denver at 11:35 a.m. and arrives in Reading at 1:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Great news. Why? One, it opens up a lot of territory. Denver's a major hub. And, maybe we ought to think about getting tickets on that first flight to go into Denver. Because from there, you can spoke out to anywhere in Colorado. And there's a couple of places in Colorado we wanted to go visit. It's the new route is going to bring in money to our community. It's going to bring in tourists. It's going to help our businesses that are here and maybe new businesses that are thinking about locating here. So I think it's a great move. It happened after the city said they were going to put $450,000 into the pot there to ensure that they weren't losing money the first year that they were doing. It has a $2 million revenue guarantee, and a lot of different businesses, Sierra Pacific, Bethel Church, and others have put in with this. So that guarantee just means it's something that United Airlines can draw from if they have, you know, if all the flights aren't full. But I think this is really a huge step. So, you know, it may be something because a lot of people travel and they drive down to Sacramento. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. You just leave from Reading and go to Denver and catch flights anywhere in the world from there. You can do the same thing in San Francisco, but there'll be a little bit difference in the cost of it, of course. It always is. But if you think about it, if you're driving down to Sacramento and spending the night and parking your car the next day, or for a week, that, you know, you quickly find out that just driving down to the Reading Airport and parking at very reasonable fees over having somebody just drop you off and then catching your flight is going to really work out. Yeah, I can't wait for this thing to start. So, good news with that. What else do we have going on here? We welcome your phone calls this morning, 8 o'clock, House Realty be on. The budget resolution going on back in Congress. Does anybody understand what's going on here? It appears that the first budget that went through, a bill to avert a partial government shutdown. Question is, would we know if it was shut down? Already you're hearing things from the DOGE group, the Department of Government Efficiency, that we've got so much waste and so many people doing the same job, most of whom are not even going to work. They do it from their homes. They can make bad decisions from their homes just as well as they can make it at their offices, their claim is. And then the government's saying, no, you need to start coming back to work. Otherwise, why do we have all these buildings that we own or lease, paying the bills on those, and some of them haven't had people in them since 2020. So, I mean, talk about waste and abuse. So, the House of Representatives did not pass. It's President-elect Trump liked it, but it lost the approval of 38 Republicans, and I think there's things like pork and all of this. It lost 235 to 174. Now, lawmakers were literally fighting among themselves about a path forward on government spending. Meanwhile, the national debt has climbed to over $36 trillion. Okay, here you go, Ben. I know you're a computer guy. I want you to look at a trillion, how much a trillion is. Like, you know, if you put dollar bills stacked on one another, $1 bill stacked, how many a trillion would be, or even end to end, you know, like going around the planet, $1 trillion. How much is that? Just examples of what a trillion is. And the national deficit is over $1.8
trillion. $1 trillion is 1 and 12 zeros.
Yes, got that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's see.
But, you know, say, you know, stacking dollar bills or dollar bills in the end or just some ways of saying, you know, how much, you know, if you tried to picture what a trillion is, I mean, 12 zeros on the end of it. Okay. Then also includes key policies unrelated to keeping the government open. Now, this is the New Deal we're talking about. It's the new bill is 116 pages. And you go, whoa, 116 pages. That's okay. The other one that they were working at was 1,547 pages that they were trying to vote on. Now, I've asked Congressman Moffitt, what happens when you get one of these bills like this? I mean, and so they've got like a gang of people in all these offices that congressmen and the senators have and all this. And that's what they're doing. They're experts on different areas. And they read these things and they give synopsises of these bills. But can you imagine reading a 1,500-page bill? And especially when it has to do with funding and all the different parts of it. I mean, whoever reads those things? The new iteration extended the government funding deadline through March 14th while also suspending the debt limit. It also included $110 billion, another one was billion, in disaster relief and a farm bill extension. Why would we give Joe Biden more money this late in the administration, said Representative Good, a Republican from Virginia. The money intended to disaster victims should have been paid for. There should have been offsets right there.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Assuming a standard stack of $100 bills per inch. So, if you
these $100 bills or any bills?
Any bills. Assuming a stack is 1 inch, it'd be 67 miles high.
67 miles high.
That's pretty high. That's a lot of bills.
That's a lot. 67 miles high. That's just $1 billion.
That's $1 trillion.
I'm sorry, $1 trillion. Yes. Not billion, trillion. And there's, how many did I say there? $36 trillion. So there's 36 stacks of $100 bills. Let's just say $100 because a $100 and a dollar bill and a dollar bill, you know.
Yeah, it does say $100 bills, 1 inch stack of $100 bills.
Okay. 67 miles high, and there's 36 of them. Jeez.
That's
okay.
A lot of miles.
That's a lot. So the question is, and hopefully next Friday, on the first, or the second, third. On the third, Congressman will be with us, and he can explain this craziness and this madness that's going on. You know, we had a listener one time describe politicians stuck on green crack. They were addicted to green crack, green being, of course, the money. And I would just love it if I could just go out and spend, you know what, let's just put a new tower up. Do we have the money for it? No. It's okay. It's going to go. It'll be part of the deficit that we're going to run. And we put up a new $60,000 to $70,000 tower. Oh, that's okay because I can always just go out and just get some more. I can just, you know, I'll just print some more. And I'll write a check for it. That's what I'll do. I'll write a check. You don't have the money in the account. That's okay. You know, it'll be covered. Somebody will cover it. And I'll just write that check for that new tower. I would love to do that. Any business, any small business in this town would love to have that kind of high cover, you know, flying for them. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State again. Yep, and there's a reason for it. They have been doing that. This is like the third year in a row that they've been voted best in the North State. they have, they're the only full-service jewelry store with watch repairmen, stone cutter, jewelry designers, jewelry builders there. It's locally owned, locally operated, just a great store to go into, great selection of jewelry, everything from old pawn to estate jewelry to all the things you expect to see in a jewelry store. They are having their anniversary sale this month, and it's 20% off everything. 20% off everything. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go in to see Rebecca, Henry, or Leonard. Leonard's there now, the guy that originally started Four Winds Jewelry and sold it to Rebecca and Henry. But he still comes in on, you know, these types of holidays and helps out. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So you've just got today till 4, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week. Maybe even Monday. You may check. I don't think they're going to. They might close early on Christmas Eve. Who knows? But you got to check. But you can get there today or Monday and get that special, special piece of jewelry. We'll be right back.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, and that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Again, singing joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus.
Mama's baking turkey, and Daddy's making popcorn balls.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Today is the 20th of December, 7:35 in the morning, about 42 degrees out there. We had fog. You can see the fog out there, patchy fog, and the last night was pretty foggy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, one at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the shopping center there, and the newest branch down on Ventura Street in Anderson, a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. They won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone, our personal and business, and accounts are there. And I'm real, real happy the way we're treated at Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. You know, Florida is such a dichotomy of things. You know, you hear talk about the Florida man, you know, and it's things that men do in Florida that are just strange, you know. And then you have the every year when it gets cold in areas in Florida, they issue falling iguanas problems, where iguanas will be up in the trees and they get cold. And they fall out of the trees like coconuts. And they said, beware of falling iguanas. They have boa constrictors. They have a mass invasion of boa constrictors and pythons in the Florida Everglades that they pay people by the pound to round up. So they have all of these. They have all these weird things that happen there in Florida. But here's the newest. Are you ready? Florida police are advising residents in the town of Orange City to avoid monkeys that have been sighted roaming around the community this week. They have photos of loose monkeys as opposed to, I guess, tight monkeys. Loose monkeys on a social media page is showing out-of-place primate walking along a fence. They said the people in Orange City, a town located about 30 miles north of Orlando, to not feed or approach any monkeys and to contact the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. However, it's not the only one. That's not the only area, but in nearby Volusia County, communities of Deltona and DeBerry, they've got monkeys there too. And other people have been out on sightseeing trips along the rivers and seen monkeys up in the trees. Last month, approximately 43, I guess not approximately, but 43 rhesus marquei monkeys escaped from a facility in Yemassee in Charleston, South Carolina. And there are 43 of them, 6 to 7 pounds. They got most of them back, but there were still four of them still out there around, you know, wandering around. So what happens if you see a monkey out there? Don't approach it. They can carry herpes type B, which is very, very deadly. It can be very deadly. So leave the monkeys alone a bit. This is one thing we talk about, Reading, and we have our foibles here, but we've never had to be warned about when you're walking your dog. Don't get too close to the water here of the sack, because an alligator is going to come up and kill your dog. We don't have to worry about iguanas falling out of trees and hitting us in the head. We don't have to worry about boa constrictors being in and eating all the natural birds and mammals and other snakes coming out of Whiskey Town. And now we don't have to be warned about monkeys. You know, so, you know, we get some, oh, it's raining. Yeah, but we don't have monkeys. Oh, it's foggy outside. Yeah, but we don't have monkeys running loose through the city being, you know, having to be chased down. Another advantage of living in Redding, no pythons, no alligators, no falling iguanas, no monkeys running wild. Ben.
Yes.
Would you say that's a plus?
I think that should be
in our Chamber of Commerce. When they go out there and they, you know, and they talk to businesses, here are things you do not have to worry about in Redding, California, in Shasta County, in Anderson, or city of Shasta Lake. We have none of these. We have none of these problems that are facing, you know, these insurmountable problems facing people of Florida.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There you go. What else do we have going here? Budget. Oh, by the way, on that budget resolution, you're on to Plan C now. They, A and B failed. They're on to Plan C that they're working with. You know, we're going to take an early break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been doing this for over 30 years. This is a locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business here that does just great work. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it, and he guarantees it. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. Get that chip you've ignored, and all of a sudden you're driving home to Mama's for Christmas, and it crackles across your windshield. Now what happens? Have Jeff take a look at it, and you can get a free inspection and analysis at Crackmaster Windshield Repair by going down to 3208 South Market Street or giving Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He takes the vehicle in to a climate-controlled area. He repairs the windshield, and you can be on your way. And it doesn't take all day by any means. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her business back in 1993. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since then. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. If you're looking for that second opinion on your insurance, or what about your 401? What about your retirement plans with the stock market in a dive here? Not a huge dive, but they're having it's just so erratic. You need somebody that this is what they do. They take a look and they can give you good suggestions on how to handle your finances. And this is all free. It's a free review and evaluation. Give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441. Okay. The gentleman, Luigi Mangione, looks like he is waived his extradition and has made his first appearance in a federal court on Thursday. Of course, and they suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He faces four federal counts in connection with Thompson's death, including, according to a criminal complaint. He arrived in Lower Manhattan for his first court appearance, surrounded by dozens of heavily armed law enforcement officers. They've also said the notebook and Mangione's possession contains several handwritten pages that express hostility toward the health insurance industry and wealthy executives in particular. He could face the death penalty if found guilty of the federal murder charge against him because of terrorism, in addition to it. And it appears that Joe Biden, besides forgiving 55,000 more student loan debt people, which accounts for millions of dollars, he has also had the highest level of deportation since 2014, according to a newly released annual report. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deported 271,000 immigrants last fiscal year, and around 32% of these people with criminal histories. I think Obama had 400,000 in one year, but a large number of those were recent border crossings. They've left President-elect Trump with 10, 12 million more. Who knows how many it is? 10 million, 12, 15. Does anybody really know who came across the border in the last 4 years? And, of course, that's one of the things that President-elect Trump has said is he's going to deport these people as fast as he can. That are here illegally. that's come across this border in the last 4 years. Numbers, they figure over a million, maybe even close to 1.5 million criminals came into our country over the last 4 years. And we're not talking about somebody that shoplifted out of their local convenience store. We're talking about gangs, fentanyl dealers. We're talking about murderers. We're talking about rapists. And it doesn't take a person searching a long time to find out the number of people that have been killed or injured due to these criminals coming into the United States across that open border. Thousands of Amazon drivers went on strike. You might want to know this. If you are in Georgia or some of the areas down there, Amazon went on strike in 4 states over concerns about their wages and benefits. And so even though these workers represent about 1% of the company's U.S. workforce, Amazon says it's not going to affect holiday deliveries during the busy shopping center. But by walking out the week before Christmas and Hanukkah, Teamsters, who the drivers belong to, or part of their union, hope to apply maximum pressure to Amazon. An incident happened to I'm changing the subject completely, but this is really bothering me. One of my friends was involved in a car wreck the other day, driving his new pickup truck down the road. And a woman coming the opposite way ran off the road, spun out, came across, and slammed into his truck. Busted his sternum. Bruises everywhere. But, you know, your sternum, you know, the chest plate that covers your heart, broke it. Ends up in the hospital for 2 or 3 days. A lot of pain and everything. Turns out the woman was driving on a suspended license. And they also got her for DUI. Well, you say to yourself, well, that's terrible. You know, it's horrible. Hope what happens to her. And, you know, how she was not killed in this wreck, I don't understand. I've seen photos of her car, and it's just, you know, destroyed. But she didn't. She walked away. But it was just the other day I found out that she's got like 6 of these. Maybe more. I can remember 6 of them, but it was a full page of somebody who's been arrested for spousal abuse DUI, and including twice in a month before she slammed into him. So my question is, how does a person with this type of driving record consistently? And if you look at the police and the officers that pulled her over, CHP, same officer pulled her over twice in 1 month. Why isn't she in jail? She's got a track record that goes back, 4 or 5 years of these things happening. And it's, you know, it's a consistent. She may have skipped a year, but then came back again and now has gotten in the last year 2, maybe 3 or 4. Of these DUIs. No license. She did have insurance. Thank goodness. You know, I think she had the minimum insurance, which, by the way, is going up next year for everybody in California. But how is she still driving on the road? Why isn't this? I'm sorry. You know, I don't want people to go to jail. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, that was untrue. I don't mind people going to jail if you break the law. But why is she still on the road? Why don't they have, you know, something in her cars, you know, saying is that you've got to breathe into, you know, the breathalyzer before your car starts? They've got those machines out there that they sentence people to have. But why is she still on the road? Is it going to take? Well, this is bodily injury this time. This isn't just getting pulled over because you're drunk. This is bodily injury this time. And she's, of course, not in jail. And I was thinking, was she going to be driving around on Christmas and New Year's? And what if she hits somebody else and this time kills them? This person should be in jail. They should have been prosecuted. She should have gone, and by the, you know, in the third time, fourth time, be put away, to be put into a jail so she can get treatment, since she's obviously not seeking it on her own. But this, you know, this something, you know, we talk about, you know, criminals, oh gosh, this guy did this, or this woman did this, and all this, you know, broke into our homes, or they're shoplifting, you know, they're arresting the shoplifters, or, you know, they're bundling them up. Proposition 36 is in effect today, and the Reading Police Department's out getting them. But they're also out on the road with their checkpoints and these other things. But this woman who has been caught numerous times for the same thing, driving under the influence, is still out there driving because it seems like they just keep turning her loose. And so my question then is, and I reached out to the DA, they haven't come back to me yet, who's in charge of these things, and why is it so hard to get one of these people off the road? Maybe it's that she fails to appear. If it's a fail to appear, then they can put a warrant out for her. And I'm just not singling, well, I am singling this one woman out. I've seen her, all of her cases here, I've got it, you know, sent to me. By the guy that she ran into, you know, because he was wondering what was going to happen. Why is she still driving around? Why is she still walking on the streets with the ability to get into a car and get drunk again? Because she's done it twice in 1 month, and now this is the third time. See, two previous offenses in 1 month, and then boom, got my friend. This is something that is, you know, to me, you're just waiting. And you've got every warning in the world that she's going to go out and she's going to kill somebody or severely injure somebody, change somebody's life forever because she's driving under the influence. And yet she's still walking around out there. Okay. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe, you hear about people. You know, I know people who've had DUIs. I've had one. You know, they had them years ago, and they learned their lesson. Whoa. You know, driving buzzed means still driving drunk. It's cost me money. It's, you know, it's all of these things. Yet there are people out there that don't care. There's no repercussions for when they do it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to pay a fine. Well, maybe she's rich enough to pay fines. Maybe she doesn't pay the fines. Then what happens? Yeah, I know that our legal system is overrun with people. But when you get something like this, that's a warning. It's just a warning over and over and over again that she's going to kill somebody. Then something should be done. Something needs to be done to take her off the roads and get her the help she obviously needs. If you like Frito-Lays, the potato chips, the classic potato chips, they're recalling the 13-ounce bags because it looks like, the dates on them are February 11th, guaranteed fresh to February 11th, 2025, in Oregon and Washington, because they may have milk in them. They may have been exposed to milk. And nobody's reported anything, no health problems related to the recall. However, if you've got a severe sensitivity to milk, you could have a dangerous reaction. So if you've got anybody in your family and they love Lay's potato chips, you might want to tell them. Okay, today, Friday, we're going to, at 8 o'clock, we're going to welcome in the House of Realty and hear what's going on kind of at the end of the year for the real estate industry, what's happening with that, what's it look like going in the future. There's been... you look at so many of the forecast, house prices are continuing to rise, interest rates, it looks like just the interest rate was just cut again, the prime. Is that going to have an impact on home buying, homes available? A lot of people are just hanging on to their homes because if they wanted to downsize, you know, they're not paying anything on the home they have now, or they're paying very little on the home they have now, and if they buy a home, they're going to be paying more than they would be for the home they have now, even if they're downsizing because of interest rates. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He went online pledging allegiance to ISIS and expressing a desire to kill. That's what President Biden says about the terrorist who did kill 15 people in New Orleans, driving a rented pickup truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street early yesterday morning. The FBI's Althea Duncan says 42-year-old attacker may not have acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
An update, correspondent Jennifer King.
Sources say when he died, he was wearing camouflage, a ballistic vest and helmet, and a flag of the Islamic State group was on the truck's trailer hitch. The FBI also says they found multiple improvised explosives, including pipe bombs concealed in coolers. A Louisiana State Police intelligence bulletin obtained by the AP cited preliminary surveillance footage showing three men and a woman placing one of the devices, but federal officials did not confirm if there was a connection. I'm Jennifer King.
Quoting an anonymous law enforcement official, the AP reports the person killed in the exploding cyber truck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas was an active-duty U.S. Army soldier. Investigators say the truck was loaded with fireworks and fuel canisters. Seven bystanders suffered minor injuries in the explosion. The latest on the unemployment picture, the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell last week, dropping to its lowest level since March. The Labor Department says jobless claims are down by 9,000 to 211,000 last week. After a New Year's Eve blackout left most of Puerto Rico in the dark, today the lights are back on. The island's power grid has been on shaky ground since Hurricane Maria in 2017, and there have been warnings of possible scattered outages persisting in the coming few days. Watching Wall Street, first trading day of the month, the Dow is up 64 points, the Nasdaq 57 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. You know, I lost over 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. 3 years later, I've kept it off. You know why? Because Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have been making America healthy for people like you and me for 10 years. Because millions being spent on weight loss injections that have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach. It's not connected to a big pharma company's bottom line. You can do it with the help of PhD Weight Loss based on science and nutrition, a proven roadmap that has helped over 8,000 clients lose weight and keep it off. You'll learn to quiet those cravings and finally release that unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry. You'll never take medication. How many pounds would you like to lose in 2025, huh? PhD Weight Loss, leading the charge to make America healthy again. Get started today. Schedule your consultation by calling 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, or just visit myphdweightloss.com.
Four youngsters killed in Ecuador while in military custody are being laid to rest together amid protests and demands for justice.
Relatives, friends, and neighbors carried the caskets to the cemetery after a joint funeral was held in the poor neighborhood where they lived, Las Malvinas. The procession through the streets of Guayaquil took over an hour. The parents have vowed not to rest until they get justice. The four boys, aged between 11 and 15, disappeared after leaving home to play football. Their badly burned bodies were found near an Air Force base. A judge has ruled that Ecuador's Ministry of Defense must hold a public ceremony to apologize for their murder.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Impeached South Korean President Yoon, in a message to conservative supporters rallying outside his Seoul residence, is vowing to fight to the end against anti-state forces, while his legal team warns police officers trying to detain him could face arrest. News and analysis, townhall.com. A sobering statistic.
Abortion was the leading cause of death globally in 2024, with a record 45 million unborn babies killed in the womb. According to Worldometer, as of noon, December 31st, 2024, there were 45.1 million abortions performed in the course of the year, while 8.2 million people died from cancer, 5 million from smoking, 1.7 million from HIV or AIDS, 1.3 million from traffic fatalities, and 1.1 million from suicide. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
10 people injured, a shooting outside a nightclub in Queens, New York. Police say about 15 people were standing around outside the club at 11:15 p.m. when four men approached the group of 16 to 20-year-olds They were waiting to get into a private event at the club. Three to four of the men opened fire on the group, and no reason why has been given. Townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Linda's parents rolled in last night, so she's entertaining them this morning. 8:05 in the morning here. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben. Doing a great job. We found out that a trillion dollars stacked would go up to 67 miles high into the sky. And we have it's like 60 of those piles. That's our national debt. And with that in mind, with somebody that actually understands what's going on with finances in the world, in our country, we have Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments for Stifel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. I have a really cracky voice today. Sorry about that. But the markets are rallying this morning after the inflation gauge came in below expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged up 514 points, 42,859. The S&P 500 is positive 64 points at 5,931, and the NASDAQ composite is trading higher up 129 points at 19,502. Active stocks this morning, Nvidia up $2.44, trading at 133.24. Quantum computing positive $2.93 at 18.08. Tesla up $3.29, trading at 439.10. Downtown AI up 61 cents at $19.49. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 4.50%, and over to commodities, gold is up $30 an ounce at $2,629, silver positive 46 cents at $29.62 per ounce, and crude oil is trading at $69 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have no questions, but I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas to everyone, and we're going to have a great New Year.
We are. It's going to be a great year. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Stifel Investments, and you spell it S-T-I-F-E-L. But you pronounce it Stifel, and she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive in Reading, right here. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Susan's been with us a long time, and we really trust her. Now, the weather. Today, partly sunny. We'll see. It's foggy out there today. It was really foggy when I was coming in to work this morning. But it looks like we're not going to have showers today or tonight, but they're going to start tomorrow. With showers really going all the way through Christmas and into Thursday. You know, light showers, cloudy, you know, off and on showers, not steady rain, but that's what it looks like with the highs being in the, mid-50s, the lows in the low 50s, high 40s. And it looks like this will be going on till next Thursday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business, a family-owned business into their third generation. They've been doing this for about 30 years. So in their third generation, they treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, it's a veteran-owned business, plus other programs for people out there. They get your propane and your power, the gas you need, no matter where you're at. You know, they've got rigs that can go up in the mountains and help people that way. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House Realty.
Good morning.
Usually Cameron, but looks like Cameron just didn't make it yet. I did get a little text from him saying he'd be here after 8:04. Well, it's 8:09. I know he's listening.
He's right been now. A little bit under the weather, but I'm not totally surprised that, you know, as I told you, if he got here before 8 o'clock, I'd ask him if he couldn't sleep.
Well, he's never been here right at 8 o'clock. I mean, it's always 8:02 or 8:03, but we have though, the master here, the one that has taught Cameron everything he knows, but not everything you know. So.
Well, he's been doing this off and on for over 10 years, and he's very bright, and he's good at it, keep him on cue here. And
yeah, keep him on point.
Yeah, absolutely, and he does very well. I was listening to Susan where she said gold dropped or went up $30. I think yesterday it went down $42. I remember the days when gold was $32, and that's what it was. Silver was $2. It was always 16-1. And now, in the last week, I've seen it go up 30, down 40, and back and forth. And it's kind of a sign of the times financially.
Well, what was it? Was it 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that gold was running at, $400 an ounce?
Oh, yeah.
And I had somebody, Leonard, in fact, from Four Winds Jewelry, said, you got to go out and buy as much gold as you can right now. He says that price is going to start going up. And he was right. And now it's what, 26?
26.50, something like that.
26.50 an ounce.
Silver's over $30, and I remember people that did that, and I remember many, many years ago when the Hunt family did a run on silver.
I remember that.
And got it up actually to $50. And
then lost it.
Yeah, and what goes up comes down generally.
Yeah, they ran that price up. Well, from what I understand from people is that, you know, when you base things on gold reserves and silver reserves, it's not there.
No, I don't think that's true any longer. I saw where they just had a huge gold strike in China.
Is that where it was at?
Yeah,
okay.
That they're talking
billions.
Maybe trillion, but yeah.
Wow. So if we took that whole gold strike, we still couldn't pay off our debt.
No, I think the last I saw were right at $37 trillion, but there are those that say that it's a lot more than that, and you know that's what they're telling us. And I remember it hadn't been that many years ago when Everett Dirksen, senator from Illinois, said, you know, a billion here, a billion there, sooner or later this is going to run into real money. Well, when you think that a trillion is 1,000 billion. And then 37, you know, billion, you know, it's crazy.
67 miles in a year. If you put $100 bills, stack them together, or any bills, and stack them together, it'd be 67 miles high.
And that's the concern that a lot of these people have is that, you know, you can't do that forever. And sooner or later, you're going to have to pay the
somebody's
piper.
Somebody's going to have to pay for it. Like the debt is, the deficit is $1.3 trillion. I mean, it's who pays for this?
Well, we do, I think.
Well, you and I, not so much, maybe, but our grandkids and their kids are going to be paying an astronomical amount just to pay the interest on the debt.
Oh, And they're asking for to remove the ceiling on the debt right now. And I don't know how you can do that. I mean, and that's why I think 30-some Republicans voted no on this last proposal. You know, it's like real estate. We're up and we're down. And I was reading this morning in the Chronicle that in San Jose, over 70% of all the homes are valued at $1 million or more.
In San Jose?
In San Jose.
Oh, my gosh.
As a matter of fact, I jotted down a couple of them. It was an interesting article. And but San Jose, it was 70. San Francisco was at 57%. And you think of all the homes out in the avenues and all the places, but this is all the homes. L.A. was 36%, but what was interesting is it was up 10% from last year. San Diego was 35%.
Okay, now these percentages you're giving are...
Of all the homes.
Right.
And like, for instance, San Diego, 35% are valued over $1 million, but it's up 11% from last year. So you can see where the trend is. Sacramento ranked 13th in the state at 9.4%. Over $1 million or more. But you think of all the old tracks and homes in Sacramento that, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever, but they were up 3% from last year. So that trend is obviously there, and we talk about people not qualifying for homes. Well, $1 million, you know. I think in Shasta County, I don't have any idea. I wouldn't think more than 2.5% or $1 million or more, you know.
Around here?
Yeah, and that's probably high.
Well, my in-laws live in a house in Folsom, not Folsom, but Granite Bay. It's on a big double lot. It's got a swimming pool. There's nothing special about this house. This house, you know, mm-hmm. it's an older house, and it's a nice little house for them. It's 1, 2, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, living room, den, kitchen, little dining room. Those houses out in that area are selling close to $1 million.
Oh,
and because
absolutely.
That's a double lot and they rent here, they could put another house on that lot. And they're just built some houses right on that road in Grant Bay. Or if you're familiar, it goes down to Folsom Lake.
Yeah, right.
$700,000 ones on that, stuck in together on that road, which is, I mean, during the summer and spring, that's a pretty busy road. $700,000+ for those houses.
I remember when there didn't used to be a Granite Bay. You know,
it's a newer
community. And yeah, but I think back too in the days with Roseville and Rockland, and when I was at Shasta College many, many years ago, Rockland, Sierra College was in our conference, and we used to go down there, and there was not much there.
No.
And now, my God, those towns have grown, and they've all grown together.
Yeah, it's like one big city outside, you know, the downtown Sacramento. They're all interrelated there.
Like driving from San Francisco to San Jose, one street divides each town. You start Millbrae, Burlingame, San Mateo, you go on down, and
Okay. Yeah, I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House Realty, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking about the number of houses that are worth, you know, they're selling for $1 million. And how it's gone up, and the percentage of them in certain areas. You know, when you get 36, 40%, or 50% of the houses in an area that are 1 million or more, you've only got a certain group of people that's going to live there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you can imagine how these legislators, how they'd like to change Prop 13.
Oh.
Reassess all the homes. My God, our deficit would go away in 10 minutes.
Hey, this is a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. We have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. I say we, meaning Shasta Regional. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Check out the website at ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And you may find that career just waiting for you. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094.
That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. It's Friday. We've completed another week. Well, we haven't completed it yet, but we're on the road. Completing another week right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:22 in the morning, about 44 degrees out there, a little foggy outside that we can see from our window on the world. And if you're looking for that perfect Christmas present, I have it for you. Tickets to the Reading Rodeo 2025, May 14th through the 17th. They're on sale right now at the Reading Rodeo Association's website, and that's it, readingrodeo.com. And this is the place to get your tickets. You get the best prices. You get guaranteed tickets. And we ran into places last year. People bought them from other agencies, and they weren't even real tickets. Or that you ended up paying twice the amount for the tickets that you can buy from readingrodeo.com. Going to be a great rodeo, 4 days of Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. It's early in the year. We're in the top 40 rodeos in the nation out of 680, so this kind of gives you an idea of the great time we can have. So, great Christmas presents. Just put them in the stockings or give one to everybody. Buy one for everybody on your street. Reading Rodeo Association Rodeo Tickets. And I'm here with House Realty, the dean of all, the bedrock of all real estate agencies here in Reading. Been there for 60.
We started opened in 65.
Okay. So 60 years there. And we have Bruce Middleton. And we have this guy came in off the streets. What's your name again? Oh, Cameron Middleton.
Well, I had an alias planned.
Good afternoon.
He gives us. He usually gives us his Vegas name. So, okay. And speaking of flying, the Reading to Denver just announced. It's a big. How big is this?
It's a big deal. It's kind of been the unicorn for a long time. That I know that city and county have been chasing after this. The airport has been chasing for this Denver flight.
For years.
For a long time. And it's not just, it's the destination of Denver. It's the hub. It's because of it being the United hub, primary in the western United States. And really from there, it allows, it's so much easier to be able to go anywhere else on that second flight. And it's so much more reliable as well than San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We had an employee of ours who recently went to England for a trip. And her, boy, just the difficulty she had getting out of Reading to San Francisco, let alone what she got to San Francisco to be able to do that, were horrendous. But
because of weather down there?
Because of weather and everything else.
Yeah.
But, and not that Denver can't have weather, it can. But that, but to be able to do, to have that, that hub, to have that direct link is such a big deal. It allows... And it's, and I recently read to some people on some comments on the article from yesterday that were saying that, you know, hey, those of us who don't fly are subsidizing those who do fly, et cetera. But there's a real economic impact with this as well. And what this can do economically and the type of driver that it is for the city of Reading, I look at Chico. Chico is down now, I think, to zero flights out of the Chico airport. And we really had to fight at one point. We were down to one. I think we had the San Francisco to Reading flight, and that was it. And had we lost that, and you can imagine from just being a city our size, you know, just under 100,000 in city limits, you know, 120,000, 130,000 in the metropolitan area, that now you're able to, you know, it really makes Reading not only a destination, but it also makes us a great spot for departures. There's a real economic impact with this that will benefit everyone down the road. And I think it's tremendous news. It's something that's been going on that they've been trying to do for years. And I think we lost the Avalo flight, but adding this back in, you know, having five flights, having now this Denver route, being able to get to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, some of these places, and making us more of a regional hub, you know, really, I think is tremendous news. And this is a big, big deal for everybody.
Well, Bruce, this have impact on businesses that want to come in here and or businesses that are here.
Certainly it does. And, you know, I was just thinking, too, with that I was reading an article yesterday, and they were talking about federal government being one that's calling their workers back. So that, you know, when the pandemic hit, people could work anywhere or work from anywhere, and that might be changing. But I just having that access, I can remember sitting on the floor of the Denver airport waiting for the plane to be de-iced. But, you know, as a hub, you can go anywhere. And so I think that's a big plus for us. There's no doubt.
You know, people a lot of times will drive down to Sacramento, spend the night, sometimes, but they'll park their car for 10, 12 days, and that becomes expensive. If you look at the cost, if it costs a couple hundred dollars more flying out of Reading, but if you look at the overall cost and the ease of it, it just makes things so much,
flying out of Reading. And if you're coming from a long flight and land in Oakland, San Francisco, Sacramento, and have to drive home that night.
I've done that before.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
Got home at 2 in the morning, things like this.
Yeah. I was told this morning, Robbie, my nephew, Middleton Construction, at the office there, his mother-in-law was flying in on a direct flight from L.A. last night, and they got to Yuba City, turned around, and landed in San Francisco. I guess the fog was so bad.
It was pretty bad last night.
Yeah. So I guess she's trying to work her way up this morning.
Yeah. And that, but it's unusual. Like, we have fog now, but last night was pretty heavy, and this morning was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know about that, Cameron, because it was
I'm well aware.
It was before 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'm well aware. In fact,
it probably scared you if you woke up around 6 and you looked outside and you went, "Oh my gosh, I'm going blind. Yeah, I better go back in bed for another 3 hours."
I was actually up fairly early. My little boy, Cole, he's got the day off. Last night was, or yesterday was his last day of school. For now, we have Christmas break. Uh-huh. Going through for the rest of, through to the new year. And he was really excited about seeing the fog. He hasn't seen it that many times. But he's actually been a bit of a frequent flyer himself and has taken some of those trips. And I can tell you as well, when, you got a smaller kid, or maybe probably those who have two or three or more, and you're trying to do that long drive down to the Bay Area or to Sacramento and back after a long flight with small children, boy, is there an awful lot of convenience to be able to leave right out of Reading.
Oh, flying into Reading is just so much easier after you've taken a trip. And we've done that a couple of times. And it's kind of like okay, we've been gone for 7 days and or whatever, and come back to Reading, and you don't pay that much. I mean, I don't know how much they charge down there now, but then it was like $5 a day or something like that, or it might have even been free. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then just get in your car and go home.
Well, I think being able to fly directly into Reading as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are short vacation might choose to do that to check out the recreation and whatever.
Yeah.
I think
just
overall it helps
yeah.
helps our real estate market and certainly our economy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with the House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Got Tim and Logan down there, give great haircuts. I haven't had a bad one in 17 years that I've been going to Cypress Square Barbershop. I make appointments by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, come down there so it works out on my schedule, get a great haircut. I realize, and you should realize, this is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, that Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank
the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And now, back to our show.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:34 in the morning here, 43 degrees here on the 20th of December. Five more shopping days till Christmas. I count Christmas as a shopping day. People know that because, you know, oh, gosh, I didn't put this one in a stocking, so I run down to AMPM or, get a quart of oil and stick it in there.
You think I'm last minute? I mean, I never wait till the day of. I always get it done by the 24th.
The night of the 24th.
No, it's usually in the afternoon sometime. I've got a little bit of a program. It actually works well. An old friend of mine, Gary, used to run the Mount Shasta Mall. Remember one time I'm there on the 24th, and I've got my list, and I'm in the middle of the mall. I'm lost. I have no idea, and I'm trying to figure out where these places are, and I hear a voice from behind me. And he says, "You have absolutely no idea what you're doing, do you?" And I turn around and, "Hey, Gary, how you doing?" He says, "Listen, we've been watching you on the cameras for the last 20 minutes on the security cameras and just having the best time watching you because you do not know where anything is." So he says, "Listen, give me your list." He says, "All right, first one on here, go down this way, take a left. It's the third one on the left. Come back. Meet me right back here." I do that, come back, says, "Okay, now go down this way. Second one on the right. Go hit this." We get all the shopping. He goes, "Okay, now go take it to those ladies down there at the end. Give them $10 a package. Have them go ahead and wrap these up." I said, no, there's a Hallmark store. I'm going to go ahead and just get the bags and the tissue paper." He goes, "Cameron, we closed that 4 years ago. Just go down, go do this, go over to the Rusty Nail, have a drink. Hell, have two. And by the time you're done, your presents will be wrapped. You'll be all set." And until the day Gary passed, that was our tradition. We did that every December 24th.
There you go. Hey, well, you know, it's even better if you go see Gary and he takes you to the Lost and Found Department. You go to the Lost and Found Department, you'd be surprised at those Christmas presents that are just laying there for free, for free. You know, they do ask you some strange questions, but, okay.
You've got a lot more to learn from you, Carl.
I'm here with, you got to listen here, wisdom. I'm here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. So what's the house, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of what this year's been like as far as the housing markets and what's going on here in Shasta County and surrounding area?
Well, it's really stayed fairly stable. I mean, we really haven't.
There's nothing wrong with stable.
It's remained fairly balanced, as we mentioned before. You know, the rates are kind of staying in this same general range that they've been staying in here for a while. And we're a little on the high side today. I think we're at 7.14, 7.15 is the benchmark from the Mortgage News Daily. But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, again, new administration has some. People are thinking that may have a lot of effect on what happens with regards to housing. I don't think it's going to have that much effect. Again, you look at earlier this week, the Federal Reserve saying, "Yeah, we're going to kind of put the brakes a little bit on these rate drops."
Okay.
So we've done some rate dropping, but we're going to go ahead and put the brakes on. So that tells those in the that really determine the mortgage rates, okay, we're probably going to be at this level here at least for a little while. So I don't know that we're going to necessarily see a lot of movement there.
How much impact does the president really have
on this? In this instance, I think there's certain people that are going to wait to see what's happening with the new administration. This year has been pretty steady. No real peaks or valleys. Prices have stayed pretty much the same. Certain areas they've got up a bit, others down just a tad, but I think there's a wait and see. Let's just see with this economy. I think Trump probably won due to people thinking, I don't have the money I used to have and things are higher and this and that. But the housing market, I think, is remains fairly stable. I keep reading where they're trying to build more affordable housing nationwide. There's certainly a shortage, and what's hard is to build anything. affordable. You know, I'm in the state of California. You have to put solar on every new house. You have to do certain things.
Don't you have to put in the fire sprinklers?
Sprinklers if you're out of the city. Yeah. I mean, you know, they keep adding more to it.
It's got
to
be all electric.
Yeah.
Or does it have to be all electric?
They're moving towards that.
Moving towards that right now.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's been steady. And we'll see what happens in the near future. I don't know. People are still moving. People, you know, move for different reasons. I have a longtime friend I grew up with. We're closing his house today, and he's moving to Idaho tomorrow.
Well, what a surprise that is.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, Idaho is going to tip over into the ocean. There's going to be so many people in it.
Our advice to them is, before you get there, change license plates. Don't drive in with a California plate.
That's what I heard. And when you move into a neighborhood, the first thing you do is you put a flag up with the United States, you know, the United States flag, and underneath it, the Marine flag. They'll go, okay. You know, or an Army flag.
Yeah. People, Californians forget, when you drive through Idaho with a California license plate, they're armed. Up there, all of them.
You might just have, like, get your car wrapped on both sides. Just say, just on vacation.
Something.
So they'll know that, and they'll be very welcoming to you, be very friendly. You know, but like you said, I've heard that. As soon as you decide to move there, you get that license. And so, of course, not that they could tell you from California the instant you open your mouth, but...
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I think what you do bring up, though, is in terms of the... I think housing is a lot more regional, and that's why, as well, when you talk about how much does an administration and how much does the president have an effect, I think the answer is not very much. I know that was something I remember even just from taking economics in college, really going through with a professor of mine, and who liked to joke about, you know, he was a good card-carrying Democrat, loved to joke about how in class that, oh, hey, look, taxes were better under this Democratic administration or more economic growth here under this one. And I remember talking to him privately in his office hours one time, and he said, listen, who's in the White House is not one of the top 10 things that affects the economy of the United States. And I've watched that over the years since, and he was absolutely right. Congress has more to do. Federal Reserve. What the Federal Reserve does is probably right up at the top two or three. Congress can have way more to do with regards to housing and housing prices in the market than what a president can. Price of materials, price of oil. The price of a barrel of oil just by itself has more to do than what a president will have on the market.
If you drop the price of oil, if we go into this drill, baby, drill thing, that should have an impact on all the markets, shouldn't it? I mean, if you have lower cost of oil, that, you know, lower cost for gas then, and then lower cost for transportation, all of these would help bring down inflation and bring back. I mean, people aren't even buying eggs now because the price of eggs have gone up.
And look at the price of coffee. Coffee
is going
way up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Rob bought a case the other day that we'd always, it's around $70, and it was $107 this time. And that, you know, that's almost a 50% markup in a short period of time. Yeah, politically, I think it has an effect. You know, I noticed where Newsom showed up in town this week with not much fanfare.
No, he didn't tell anybody.
Was in and out, and I think that just has to do with his, you know, polling up here.
But, well, some people said, oh, they were afraid that people were going to protest him being here. I mean, you can go anywhere in California and get a protest going against Newsom. I don't care if it's L.A. or San Francisco or any place.
Sacramento.
We do have some hope on the horizon now that it looks like Kamala could run for governor.
I don't know if she'd want to take the pay cut.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, frankly, I think who the governor is and what's going on with the legislature here has far more to do than who's in the White House.
I think so, too. But the thing about it is, as long as they keep, like Bruce, like you very correctly pointed out, you keep adding things on to build a house, and then all of a sudden that's another 50,000-60,000 on it, and then then it extends how long it takes to build them.
Well, and keep in mind, fees and permits are not going down. And
no.
That's, you know, I look at apartment buildings, and it's unbelievable what they're selling for now. Well over $100,000 a door. And I remember selling fourplexes for $135,000, $150,000. Now that's per unit. And the problem is it's too hard to build new multi-unit projects unless they're subsidized, like what you see downtown. And if you go up on Lake Boulevard and Shasta Dam Boulevard, you see all these new buildings, but that's subsidized, where it's low-cost financing, X amount of people, you know, below market. But to build new, nice apartments, it doesn't make any sense. You work it backwards. They're going to get this much for rent, so here's your income, and work it backwards. You can't afford to buy the land. So it doesn't make sense why you're going to build it.
And that's here in Redding.
Yeah.
And you can imagine you travel south 100 miles, 150 miles to, the Bay Area. Nothing makes sense then.
Yeah.
And, for a number of things. But, it would be great if we could put a subdivision up here, or three bedrooms, two bathrooms, 1,400 square feet or something, and then have that for people to be affordable, but it's impossible right now.
Well, I don't think you could sell them for under $400,000. So you start thinking $400,000 is not, we don't consider that an inexpensive home up here.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area, you could sell $1,000 a day, but yeah.
Sure.
Well, we have had, I think just a little while ago, we did have some single-family units approved for that they are going to move forward for on construction. So
okay.
Victor and Old Alturas, right
okay.
there, that was slated to only be multifamily, duplexes and triplexes with a fourplex, I think, at the time. And they modified that and then changed it so that there are some single-family homes within that project. And they are going to be able to move forward with that. And I think K2 is the one that's doing that project. So it is possible. They are starting to get some of these a little bit online, but boy, it is very tough. And as we've mentioned before, like anything else, it's supply and demand. So rates really are a big determinant of demand for real estate. And, the supply is the number of homes you have, period. And I think the trouble is, it's really the amount of time that it takes mm-hmm. in order to do this. And because these developments can take, over in some cases 10, 15 years, you don't have the time to respond when there is an increase in demand.
Yeah,
you don't have the time.
It's not that, it's not like it used to be where you could buy the land and you could start construction within a year. Now you're saying it's like a five-year project there. We got to take a quick break, and we're here with House Realty. And there's a dense fog advisory out. It just popped up on the computer. 43 degrees out there, a dense fog advisory, so be careful out there. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. Looks like it's going to be okay tonight. It's going to start raining tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have some rain every day for past Christmas. Right now there's a dense fog advisory, and it's 43 degrees out there. I'm here with House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we're talking real estate, the problems it takes to build something, and which is just compounding the problem of people not being able to buy a house or at a house at a price that a working man and working woman can afford. And it seems to get doesn't get better every year. And yet the governor of the state says they were going to build how many houses or how many homes. It was, gosh, what a...
Well, we've heard him say it multiple times at when we've been down there for legislative days, and the number kind of changes. It's a seven-figure number, a million
and
a half.
A million and a half, something like that. And there's been, 200,000 built in 8 years or something. It's just a horrible number. And Bruce started off the show by saying there's some towns that 50% of the town has million-dollar-plus houses. That's what 50% of the inventory cost a million or more, and then you get into 30% in San Diego and all these that are $1 million more, and it just keeps going up every year.
Well, in the state, that what the governor's tried to do is step in and say, hey, I'm going to come in and crack the whip, and I'm going to the attorney general come in and crack the whip on cities that are or counties that are getting in the way of allowing housing and zoning housing and having zoning prepared and having land set aside for housing, etc. Fine, great, you can do that all you want. It doesn't drive the housing, but at the same time, he refused to suspend the solar requirement on new construction, refused to suspend the sprinkler requirement on new construction, refused to, again, you say, okay, hey, great, you guys want it. Well, will you suspend fees? Will you put a moratorium on fees, just temporary? Will you allow somebody to delay the fees? Anything else? Well, no, we can't do any of that. But we'll set the land aside. Well, that's fine. I mean, I know within the city of Redding, and I've sat on the Housing Element Committee before and we went through the general plan, certainly we have land set aside. We have even subdivisions that are there. It's available. But it's more than just zoning land for multifamily housing. You still have to make it pencil. And if you don't make it pencil, it won't work. It won't happen. Nobody's going to step in and build it.
Well, they're not going to lower fees and permits. I'll tell you, all you have to do is drive around the city of Redding on the roads. Take a look at the roads. And they're saying they don't have the money to fix those. $10 million a year, they could take them years, and they don't have the $10 million. It's just, but,
Well, you know what?
There's nobody starving that's working for the city. Let me just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, Mike Latah was on yesterday, one of our newest city councilmen, and he addressed all that. He's pretty, you know, he's a businessman. He says, we don't have the money. We're losing. No. You know, our tax base is going down. He says, it's got to come from the community, but you know, start looking at a tax raise. That if you want to have fire and you want to have your roads fixed, you know, this, the money's got to come from someplace, and it's not coming from the government. I mean, you know, there's things like parks you can get grants for and trails, but when you start talking infrastructure and police and fire, 85% of the budget goes to first responders.
Correct.
Yep, there's got to be money, and he was flat out saying it's not. It's got to be something, though. It's got to be driven by the community. It's got to say we want these, we want this level of safety, this level of infrastructure, level of trails, all this, and how do we get there?
I think if people thought their taxes were being spent wisely,
yes,
if they thought that, a sales tax increase would probably fly. With no problem. But I think when you see the waste, and, you know, I still look at these bike lanes every day on these main streets, and I saw one bicycle yesterday for the first time in 6 months, and I thought, whoa.
Usually you see a
shopping cart. They're going to have to do some repaving, and, you know.
Yeah.
Usually you see a shopping cart filled with somebody's possessions in the bike lane.
But that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the primary reasons I voted against the general plan when I was on the Planning Commission. Of course, Councilwoman Winter called me, negligent? For voting that way, because I didn't, we needed bike lane, class four bike lanes fully separated on every street in the city. And, but again, it's that, it's those kinds of proposals that just absolutely kill that public will for a tax increase.
Well,
you're not gonna get it.
What Latal said was, you have to tie that into, here's a photo of the street to be finished by 2025. And things that, you know, in other words, tie it, if there is a tax raise, tie it to things that people can look at and say, oh, okay, at the end of this, we're going to have this.
But when you do that, it requires two-thirds.
Which you're never going to get.
Which is, you know, or 65, you know, that's part of the problem. I look at Placer, and, you know, with the one lanes and whatever, and it's working better than I thought it would. But
yeah, me too. I thought that was going to be a mess, but.
But certain times, you know, it gets a little bit hectic, but, and when the lanes merge, that gets a little bit hairy. Somebody always wants the advantage.
And you can't turn left onto it. You know, all of a sudden I started seeing those signs up there by the jail, can't turn left from, you know,
whatever
7 to 8:30 or something
like
that.
Yeah, good luck enforcing that. But I think the trouble is,
good luck in enforcing
is that really the public, the first responders and public safety is and should be the first priority. In terms of the roads, you know, it is. It's over, what, $45-50 million in backlog right now. And right now we spend about $2-3 million on roads. We need about $4-5 million a year annually to just keep it where it is. You need $7-8 million a year to get ahead.
Resurface it.
And so just to get ahead on our road, we actually have a number between 1 and 100. I don't know exactly where it's at right now. I think it's under 50. But that number tells us where we're at. But that $45-50 million in backlog, it takes $7-8 million a year to get ahead. 4 to 5 to stay the same. We're spending about 2 to 3. So with that, you're just not able to get there. But I don't think, I mean, it's these short-sighted decisions that occur that kill tax increase potentially from the community for years. I remember when we had the big ones. What was it? D&E. Measures D&E back when that were the huge ones. Oh, gosh, we've got to do the huge community push. Everybody got behind it. Too many people said, we think it's going to be given away for raises to city executives 5 days after it failed. Sure enough, it was admitted, yeah, we were planning on giving this one.
Well, they gave raises to certain, you know, 40%.
And they just did the 40%. That killed it for another 5 years.
Well,
every time
the thing is, unless we can find a way, you know, Paul DeNuca says, I want to make that pie bigger instead of making the slices smaller.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this is so interrelated that, you know, good roads, good law enforcement, good fire, good schools, all these things are so interrelated to build, you know, to build that bigger pie.
Denver's a start. It's little things like getting that addition to Denver. That starts, that helps. Get 5, 6, 7, 8 of those.
And all of a sudden, you're building, growing that pie without a tax increase. It's the only way to do it.
Thanks so much.
Hey, you bet.
It's been a heck of a year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Good morning, Cole.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for showing up today, Cameron and Bruce. You're always here, of course, on time, but you're from the old school there, buddy. It's going to be foggy out there, Cameron. It's not just your eyes. So, okay.
Got it.
Everybody, have a great day. Like I said, the rain's going to start tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Watch out for the fog, and God bless America.
So you work at Monday?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.